Part 1. You are in control. 1. Take full responsibility for your life. Read closely now, my friend. This is one of the most important lessons for your self-esteem in this whole book. When things don't work out as we want, we are often quick to blame God, the universe, or other people for it. I'm sorry that I have to be the one to tell you this. There's only one person that's responsible for your life, and that is you. Not your boss, not your spouse, not your parents, not your friends, not your clients, not the economy, not the weather, not the president, you. It's scary, but at the same time liberating. The day you stop blaming others for everything that happens in your life, everything will change. When you assume control of your life and take full responsibility for it, your relationships will improve a lot. Taking responsibility for your life is taking charge of your life. Instead of being a victim of circumstances, you obtain the power to create your own circumstances, or at least the power to decide how you are going to act in the face of circumstances that life presents to you. As a result of this, it doesn't matter anymore what happens to you in your life, but which attitude you adopt in the face of the situation. And the attitude you adopt is your choice. If you blame your life situation on others, you're giving away your power and depend on the actions of others to improve your life. And that, my friend, I tell you, is not going to happen. If you take full responsibility, you have the power to change the things that you don't like in your life. You are in control of your thoughts, actions, and feelings. You are in control of your words, the series you watch on TV, and the people you spend your time with. If you don't like your results, change your input, your thoughts, emotions, and expectations. So, my friend, who will you choose to be? Two. Stop complaining. Are you complaining a lot? If yes, I urge you to stop it right now. Complaining is absolutely useless and benefits you in no way at all. If it had the smallest benefit, I would encourage you to continue complaining. But it hasn't. It's more. Most of the people you're complaining to probably don't care. And there might be some that are even happy you aren't doing well. It makes them feel better and not so miserable in their own skin. Complaining and the self-pity that comes with it are not very attractive. So instead of complaining about something, ask yourself how you can improve it. Not happy with your weight? Start walking half an hour a day or exercising and eating healthier. No time to follow your dreams? Get up an hour earlier and do a morning ritual. Not happy with your life? Stop blaming your parents, your boss, the government, or the economy, and take full responsibility. Stop the toxic habits of complaining and blaming outside factors for not living a satisfying life right now, and start living the life you want. Start making your dreams come true. It won't be easy, but it's definitely doable. Stop complaining about the circumstances and start creating your own circumstances. Many before you have done it, so you can too. 3. Take your own decisions. Isn't it amazing how some people always know exactly what you should do in any given situation? They are always ready to give you advice, even when you don't ask for it, which is probably most of the time. It gets even worse when their own lives are not coherent with their talk. For example, an obese person advising you on healthy eating, a bankrupt person advising you on finance, or a person whose family life is a mess advising you on how to lead a great family life. The list goes on. The only advice I would accept from people who don't walk their